what? In the midst of your Black Friday shopping, your Small Business Saturday, and your Cyber Monday sales, let's not forget about Worship Sunday. Amen. Hey, welcome to Sunday Worship right here on this Sunday, November the 26th, 2017. It is Joey Kroll with you. All right, let's put our coats on because it's cold. It's cold outside. Hey, welcome to Sunday Worship. It is Joey Kroll here with you. If you're not too familiar with the program, well, that's all right. I'll extend some grace. Sunday Worship is all about Jesus. It really is. We focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. I got my cup of coffee here to keep me warm, mostly, and to wake me up. Hey, got some wonderful Christ-centered, God-honoring music to point us to the real reason of the season. Let's start things off today. It's Selah and Joy here on today's edition of Sunday Worship. That's right. We've come to magnify the name of Jesus. Hey, thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll here with you. And I'll tell you what, when you look at today's headlines, the news stories, you just think, what in the world is going on? And I love what Dr. David Jeremiah said one time. He says, in reading our newspapers today, we can see how God is setting the table, getting everything in order, preparing the way for Christ to return. Listening to Sunday Worship.
Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and above, His righteousness and wonders of His love, and wonders of His love, and wonders and wonders of His love. Hark the
having yourself a wonderful Thanksgiving Day weekend. Thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll here with you. Yeah, we had Thanksgiving. We went up to Chicago Wednesday and Thursday, visited my family, and then we came back down. And we celebrated Thanksgiving at my wife's family yesterday. And yeah, here we are. It's Sunday. This November 26, 2017, and Psalm 107:29 says, He calms the storm so that its waves are still. And Richard Wurmbrand, a Romanian Jewish believer and an amazing man of God, spent 14 years in communist prisons where he was tortured brutally for his faith and then lived to tell about it. In his book, The Oracles of God, he writes about acquiring inner peace, and he tells the following story. He says, during a storm at sea, when a ship was being tossed to and fro by the angry waves, the wife of a naval officer asked her husband, "How can you be so calm in such a storm?" And he drew his sword and pointed it at his wife and asked, "Why are you so calm and unafraid?" And surprised, she protested, "Why should I be afraid? The sword is in the hand of my husband, who loves me too much to harm me." And her husband smiled and said, "This is the source of my calm too. The wind and the waves are in the hands of my loving Father. Why should I be afraid?" Friend, you may be going through a storm right now, but let's remember that we are in the hands of our loving Father. He's right here with us, and He's going to get us through whatever it is that we're going through. Psalm 107:29, He calms the storm so that its waves are still.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright. Round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep. Ooh.
Listening to Sunday Worship.
We saw a star and followed it from the east. We've come so far to get here. We held one hope that we might find a key. How could we know that he would be God with us? Emmanuel, come to us. The King of Israel abides with us in this little boy. This baby child is God with us. We brought him gold and frankincense and myrrh. When riches untold he left behind, we brought our best to celebrate a king who left his throne so he could be God with us. Emmanuel, come to us. The King of Israel abides with us in this little boy who could know we'd find mortal and mystery somehow intertwined. This baby child is God with us. Never even dreamed what the stars.
I was truly pointing toward, who the star was truly shining for.
Star of darkness, star of light, shone with royal beauty bright.
Rest were leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light.
Friend, I pray that you are staying nice and warm here on today's edition of Sunday Worship. Psalm 119, 105 says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. The word of God, friend, gives us light. The word of God. I love what Charles Spurgeon said. The word of God is like a lion. You don't have to defend it. All you have to do is let the lion loose, and the lion will defend itself.
Did it feel like a night and a friend than at least a million before? Was there an air of expectation, like there was some kind of something in store? Did the sky have to hold like the thunder? Did the moon find new reasons to glow? Could the children somehow sense the wonder 2,000 Decembers ago? Were the sheep as amazed as the shepherds at the new star that lit up the sky? Did the willow trees whisper excitement to the rivers and streams passing by? Did the joy ricochet off the mountains till it filled up the valleys below? Did all the world sense love abounding 2,000 Decembers ago? The glory they could not contain. Did anyone awake with the feeling of peace that they could not explain? Oh, the love must have been overwhelming as it warmed everyone in its flow. For all of the earth is still telling of 2,000 Decembers ago.
goodness, a beautiful song. It's Joy Williams, 2,000 Decembers Ago. Love that song. Pointing you to the Christ of Christmas here on today's edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. It's Joey with you. And hey, if you really enjoy the Christ-centered Christmas music, I encourage you to get yourself a ticket to the Collingsworth Family Christmas Concert taking place this Friday at 7 p.m. at Lincoln Square in Urbana. Again, this Friday at 7 p.m., the Collingsworth family will be in town as part of their Christmas concert tour at Lincoln Square, 201 Lincoln Square in Urbana, 7 p.m. this Friday. Get more details by calling 217-841-3132, 217-841-3132. Or you can get tickets online at itickets.com. That's itickets.com. Going to be a wonderful, wonderful evening of Christ-centered worship. Well, Mark Burns is in the studio tomorrow. Hopefully he's going to bring some hot cocoa. That would be nice for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends tomorrow morning, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Friend, I hope you stay nice and warm, but just remember, as you go out and about, do your Christmas shopping and all that fun stuff, just remember that you are salt. You are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.